there are certain issues that are, it's like going up a mountain, so to speak. It's like, you know, taking one bite of an elephant at a time. That 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, this seemed so insurmountable, and the force and the momentum that was behind this seemed like it would, you could never see the light of day. Certain people, Andrew Wakefield certainly was on the front line of this. And our next guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, was on the front of this vaccine truth movement, health freedom movement. She dared to ask questions. She dared to defy common logic. She risked, I mean, she's risking her whole livelihood, ladies and gentlemen. She's a hero. She's on that wall. She's here today, Vaxxer.com, CoursesForMastery.com. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. It's so good to be back and so good to see you. It's so good to see you. Instead of just being on the radio with you, it's so great to see you.
Much better. We're going to try to do a lot more of this. We're kind of delving into this, obviously. I'm not at home or in my studio right now, so we're kind of piecemealing together. But we'll improve. It's worth it. This is very good having you. Before we get too far into vaccines, I think it's all related in somehow, or it's a distraction somehow. I don't know. Minnesota, let's talk about Minnesota. What do you make of what you're seeing there?
I just think it's another big distraction. It's like, you know, all the things that the Democrats are trying to do to upset this election process and to get us all into this place of this new world order control and to try to stop everything about our constitutional republic. It's just another distraction. It's like, look over there, look over there, look over there. And people's lives are so disrupted right now. I mean, people like, as much as people complain about routine and how their life is boring and they do things over and over and over again, actually people really like that because they have a routine. They get up in the morning, they get their kids off to school, they go to their job, they know what they're supposed to do, they come home, they know what their evening's going to be like. They like that structure because that structure makes them feel safe. But now we've completely turned that every element of that structure upside down. You're not getting the kids ready for school. You're not going to your job or your place of employment. You've got people underfoot all day long you're not used to having. You're really discombobulated. You're worried about money. You're worried about your livelihood, your overhead. Can you keep your house? You don't know what evening is supposed to be like. You know, there's all of that is disrupted. And now we're going to add elements of violence on top of that. It's just the crushing of American society. And I hope that people can wake up and see through that and understand that it's planned manipulation. It's going into our subconscious and our psyche. It's astonishing to me. It's absolutely astonishing to me that how quickly this has gotten into the subconscious and the psychology of our culture.
Well, there's a lot of... You just said a big mouthful. There's a lot to break down. Starting with the incident that really sparked what happened in Minnesota. And again, I don't know if these things, because they become planned. I mean, for all I know, you know, this cop murdered this guy intentionally. I have no idea. But the result of it is the police basically murdered this guy. It was a over excessive force. On some level, there's an organic descent from this. There's an organic upset where people are tired of police violating their rights. Put this on piggyback on the when they're seeing everything with this COVID situation where you can't even open your business anymore. The police stop you. I think people are sick of having the police down their throat. Now this happens. You have Antifa, which is certainly pushed, certainly funded. You have the mayor of Minnesota, which could have quelled this pretty quickly by arresting the police and should have arrested the police, should have been indicted, but does nothing. And now here we are talking about violence and their streets are on fire. And now they're talking about taking it to the suburbs. And we still haven't gotten into the main issues.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think anybody in America, maybe even around the world, that saw that video of that guy kneeling on that guy's throat and that sinister sort of like look on his face, was just it's like violence in real time. It's like not on a movie screen. It's not something that's faked or staged for a script in the movie. This was real murder in real time, in real life with real people. I mean, is there something there that is at some subconscious programming level that everybody was supposed to see? You know, because
I don't know.
I think about back in the days of, and you know, you and I've talked about this a lot, that when I was in college, you had a small minor in history, and that history focus was on the ancient Roman Empire. And in a, there was a all of those elements of desensitization as the, as Rome was starting to fall apart, which occurred over about a 150-year period of time. It wasn't like it was okay today and the next day it was gone. You know, it happened over a period of time. And to entertain the masses, they had, they brought in all of these animals and did all of these things in the Colosseum that elevated each element, had to get a higher and higher level of violence to stimulate that area of your brain, because after a while, when you see that violence and you visually see it, you attenuate to it, and it doesn't mean anything to you anymore until you get to
hold your attention.
Yeah,
as it gets higher, to hold your attention.
That's when they started feeding Christians to the lions, right? Because it was that next level of extreme. Is this sort of a programming event at subconscious level? Is this what's going to start happening with these contact tracers and dragging people out of their homes? And how soon we forget what Auschwitz was like, that we used to haul people off in trains and put them in camps? And is this why they've been preparing the FEMA camps all along? Are they, is this one, was this really staged? Was this really a subliminal programming to get people used to this level of violence and it's going into their brain? Because they'll never forget it. I mean, look, think about, we just talked a minute ago about this whole thing about masks and social distancing. It's gone into people's subconscious. This is another one of those, such an incredibly gross and violent thing. Is that going to get into the subconscious of our culture now? So when we start seeing that, we're kind of desensitized to it because we've already seen it before?
What you just said, think about your comment. If you would have made that comment 5 years ago, people listening to you.
5 months ago.
5 months ago, how it would have not, it would like, what is she talking about? And now today, certainly the majority of people who are listening to our show, who are going to watch this video, that's going to mean something. Things have changed. I mean, we're in a different time. The new normal. I hate that word. I hate hearing that word.
Daniel, help me with this. I started this on my Instagram a couple days ago. Whenever you hear somebody say, oh, well, get used to it, it's the new normal, say, no, you're wrong. This is a temporary abnormal.
Oh, I like that.
This is a temporary abnormal because we have
to start
extracting that out of people's brains, like pulling it out by the roots out of people's brains and replacing it with temporary abnormal.
We can't let it take root.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And it's already started to take root. So where it's already started, we need to rip it out and replace it with something. We can't, because nature abhors a vacuum, right? So we can't leave nothing there. We have to put something in there that we want to grow. And what we want to grow is, no, this is just a temporary abnormal. When enough people get that, then it will start to shift back. It will start to shift back.
Let me tell you a couple incidents I've had. We've been pretty much locked down in our life. We're in Florida now. We got family, kind of a family reunion. We've had it planned for a long time. A couple of incidences. I get on the elevator. There's two groups there. I get on with my family. You know, you've met my wife. I have my children. We're just sitting there very calm. The lady in the corner like shrinks and like repels. She puts her shirt over her mouth like this. Like, you know, I'm Dracula or something. And she gives me this bug-eyed look. And so I, you know, of course I can only take so much of that. So I say, you know, I can't let this go, Sherry.
I know.
So I say, excuse me, is something wrong, ma'am? Something wrong? She says, well, some people don't know that there's a pandemic out here. She could have just said me, you know. She says some people, you know. She wouldn't say you know. You don't know that there's a pandemic out here. And I said, well, you know that mask or your shirt, you know that's going to do nothing. That does nothing to help stop the spread of stop any kind of virus spread. And she said, well, okay, whatever. It makes me feel better. I'm like, you see the illogical. I mean. What you're saying is so crucial. I went to a store to buy my wife a birthday gift. There's nobody in this store. Not one person except the lady running the register who works there. I walk in. She says, excuse me, sir, you need to put on a mask. I says, are you telling me to put on a mask? Yes, you need to put on a mask. Well, do you have any masks? No, but you can buy them for $4. I laughed. So then I said, are you refusing me service if I don't put on a mask? She said, yes, this is for federal and or state guidelines. And I didn't know enough about Florida's whatever, so I didn't argue with, so I left. What I'm the reason I'm spending so much time going over this, and this is important for your, I want to get your perspective, because just like the Scarlet A, we're getting Scarlet A's, we're getting Scarlet U's for unmaskers or something. And it's the same thing. It worries me because when this vaccine comes out, if it ever comes out, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to get that Scarlet A. You're getting tagged. People are looking at you. You're getting that bug-eyed look. We're being conditioned to look at people in this different way. I wanted to get your feedback on any perspective on any of that.
Well, it's the destruction of humanity, because now we no longer look at another human as a human, but we look at them as a pathogenic carrier.
Yeah.
And you have to stay your distance away from me. That is the destruction of what humanity is all about. I mean, I look at humans sometimes as like a big basket of puppies. You know, they like to crawl all over each other, and they like to play, and they lick each other and all this other stuff. Well, humans are like, they like that level of contact, because they like to touch, they like to hug, they like to kiss, they like to pat each other in the back, they like to high five. You like to sit next close to somebody at a scary movie, you like to belly up to the bar with your buddies and watch a ball game and all cheer at the same time and high five together. Now suddenly, you have to stay apart, you have to wear a mask, don't touch me. And that is such a short period of time, taken such a deep dive into the psychology of our society.
It's like 2 months. It's like 2 months and boom.
I don't know if people, it's going to take a tsunami of people going in the opposite direction to break up that structure that has been imprinted into people's brains, and that people have real, honest to goodness, fear about this. Fear.
I play tennis.
And we got to like break that. We've got to break that.
Okay. I play tennis once a year. I play tennis about once a year, literally. It's when I come here for our family get togethers. I go to play tennis. They set up a match at the place. You know, you have tennis balls. You know what I'm talking about, a racket and balls. This guy, before we start, I'm playing with, I never met this guy. We're playing doubles. He says, we got a rule here everybody has to have their own balls. We can't play the same balls. And every time you serve, you can only use your balls, and nobody else can touch those balls. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I thought this is a joke. I'm thinking this is a joke. And I ended up whatever going along with it, because it's either that or, look, I'm not playing. I wanted to play. I get one time a year to play. I'm playing. The other people were okay with it. Well, he's old. And then he lectured me about his wife, who had survived cancer. What I wanted to say to him that I didn't, I said, if you're such, feel like you're such a risk, then stay at home.
Exactly.
Then stay at home.
Exactly.
Why do you, it's this, they want you to do what makes them feel safe, whether it means anything or not.
I started a new page on Instagram. It's called, the name of the page is Masks with Messages. And I got the idea literally from Jordan Sadler. I have to give him credit, because he had on this, it was like just gauze, and it had a piece of tape across the nose that said placebo on it.
Oh.
And so I thought, you know, and so I actually have a mask in my car that says placebo written across it. And I only put it on because they make me put it on to go into the bank. Now the only people that are in the bank are just like, to the bank. You have to have an appointment time. Because I've been into the bank a couple times, because I needed to open a new account for something, and then I needed some papers notarized. And so you have to make an appointment, you have to wear a mask, and you go in, you sit down with the little room, there's a barricade, the plastic barricade. He has to pass a pen underneath the little thing in the bottom for me to sign the paper. And he's kind of a heavy set guy, and he's got sort of a scruffy beard. And the masks that the bank have them wearing are tight and black. And I mean, really tight across.
And he's huffing and puffing.
And he said, I said, it's like I'm so sleepy, I can't stay awake, and I got a headache. I said, it's because you're recycling all your CO2. and you're getting acidic, and that's giving you a headache. And you're, as your CO2 levels go up, it makes your brain function get sleepy. That's what happens. And he said, do you care if I take this off? I said, please take it off. But mine said placebo across it, because I thought, you know, if I'm going to wear this stupid thing, I'm going to be compliant in the circumstances that I do. If there are other places that I don't have to wear a mask, I don't. And if there's other places that insist on it, I won't give them my business. And so businesses are hurting so much with money right now, you think that they would just die, like you going in there yesterday. Wouldn't they have rather had you spent $20 or $30 on a gift than have you to walk away? Because there's nobody else in there buying anything, right?
That's an interesting point. These mom and pop shops, see, we went to another store. I went to another store and nobody, the workers didn't have masks. They were having people. I mean, it was like a totally different attitude. They were locally mom and pop owned. The other store I went in was a corp, you know, like it had corporate overlords, so to speak, you know, it had corporate. The corporations are dictating either they're afraid of liability or they're helping to create this whole illusion. And it's very interesting. You know, a big chain like, P.F. Chang's, a restaurant, they're owned by a corporation. They can go get money. If they need a $50 million loan so they can ride this out, they can go get a $50 million loan like that from Wall Street. Wall Street dictates how they're acting. Mom and pops, who's going to bail? Nobody can bail them out. And so it's very fascinating watching this. That's why I bring up these different stories and seeing these different attitudes, because it does shape our culture and how we're going to move forward here.
Did you see that there was a bar in Texas that has on its door no masks allowed?
Well, didn't the banks used to say that? You couldn't go into a bank with a mask? Are you kidding me?
I put up a meme the other day of a gal. She had on a black, like, leather mask and black gloves, and it was like this. And I put up the meme, you know, the government is good at tracking everything. Who's tracking the robberies? No facial recognition, no fingerprints, and they're putting honest, good people into jail for disobeying these COVID rules, but they're releasing prisoners, murderers from prison. So, like, who's tracking the robberies that's now happening that you can go into the bank with a mask and gloves and no facial recognition and no fingerprints? And so, I mean, everything about this, Daniel, everything, if you sit down and, like, literally make a list, everything about this is upside down and backwards. The social distancing stuff, and, like, the viruses, there's nothing to prove any of that. It's all spread apart for, like, aerial recognition so that they know there's three people there instead of one, right? This is what's coming with AI.
Well, let's go over that again so people understand that. So if you're the government, even in military, you have to be at least 5 feet apart. Explain this so people understand how important what you just said is.
Well, the military used 2 meters, which is 6 feet, you know, because a meter is 39 inches. So it's, you know, it's like a little bit more than 3 feet. And in the military applications, they say that people need to be a minimum of 2 meters or 6 feet apart in order for a GPS or drones or people like that to get an energy imprint, because if they're all huddled together, you don't know if that's one person or six people or five people. You don't know however many that is.
20. Doesn't matter.
Right. It's all together. It's all that solid energy. You don't know how many people that is. But if people are at least 2 meters apart, which is the 6 feet spread apart, then they can get individual energetic imprints. And they know who's there. And once they start with the downloadable apps on your phone, not only will they know that there's individual people there, they'll know it's you. They'll know it's individually you. And so this is like the first step of all of this tracking. It's the very first step. Get people psychologically and socially conditioned to stand apart and stand on those little yellow footprints that they've put everywhere, right? Stand on those little, what does yellow mean? Caution? So now they've got yellow footprints. They don't have red or blue or green footprints. They're yellow because that's a subliminal message about caution. That's where that comes from. And so everything about this is so planned and so programmed. And now people will get used to that. And we will get used to people stepping apart, not touching each other, giving people dirty looks if you're close together, reporting people and being a snitch for standing
Nazi
too
Germany.
Close to each other. Where's the Jewish community, Daniel, that are always harping, we will never forget? We've forgotten.
That's, That's a very good question.
Auschwitz. We've already forgotten that they hauled people away in the middle of the night on trains and put them in camps. Now we're already talking about it's okay for contact tracers to go into your house. There goes habeas corpus, right? Into your house, test you against your will, and drag your kids out and take them God knows where? Do we remember the Hitler Youth Corps? That Hitler trained the kids in the brown shirts to be the brown shirt brigades so that they could snitch and spy on their parents if they were getting together and talking about, is this really going on? Is there something we should do about this? And so they trained their kids to snitch on their parents. Well, what are contact tracers? It's a fancy way of saying spies. It's a fancy way of saying, saying that you're being trained to be a snitch. And that we're doing this already in our country like that fast.
Do you, what we're seeing in Minnesota, and supposedly, allegedly, this may spill over into the suburbs. Do you think something similar will happen if they decide that they want to go house to house and force people at the point of a gun to take a vaccine, or they're going to take their children out of the house? Or do you think they'll go along with it?
I think there'll be kind of a double bell curve. I think that there'll be people that are already so psychologically bought by this.
Damaged.
Yeah, it has gone into their subconscious, and I don't even think a nuclear bomb going off in their brain will change their fear that they have allowed into their subconscious and made an imprint. It's like the new German medicine, right? It's imprinted into their brain. It's actually, if you got a CAT scan of their brain, you could actually see it. It looks like a little spot with a halo around it. And that's gone in because they are so damaged by this fear. They're never going to let it go. And they will be the first ones to run up in line and get the vaccine.
Let's talk about that more on the other side. Where are we with this debate? Where are we with vaccine trials, all these things on the other side? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, coursesformastery.com, the number four courses for mastery.com, and vaxter.com, of course, two X's. My friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, will be here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
PowerMall.com is where you get all the products that help your life. Remember, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's what we want. Your vigor, your dominion, your future, your children's future depend on what happens now. There's certain times in history that are just, they're marked, they're whatever, the rubber is meeting the road, so to speak. And, vaccines is one of those issues. ThePowerMall.com, your health. If you haven't realized it by now, your health is your responsibility because the people that we have trusted or supposedly trusted or that we should be able to trust have kind of let us down. And so it's up to you, and nobody cares about your health like you do and your family. So check it out, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Don't forget the pamphlets from Sheriff Mac. This is very important. This is very important that we do this. Everybody get these pamphlets. We're going to have them next week. So you can order them now. You need to read this. It's about his case in the mid-90s against the Clintons. It establishes certain things. It establishes a roadmap to where we can make inroads on a local level. Okay, when the rubber meets the road issues, when we have these discussions, when we have these debates, our power is there. Our strength is there. We need to speak to our power. So check that out at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Tenpenny, Sherry Tenpenny, Vaxxer.com, Courses for Mastery, the number four, CoursesForMastery.com. You've become quite prominent, and because and I mean that as a complimentary way, and you should be. You're that type of person, the excellence, your amount of research, who you are as a person. Do you find yourself kind of in the middle of it? You can't see the forest through the trees, or do you understand what an influence you're becoming and how you're penetrating through this veil of nonsense about vaccines?
I don't know. I thank you for saying that, Daniel. That's a nice compliment. I know that I've done over 100 interviews in the last 60 days. And to put that into context for people, that's in 103, I think, in the last 60 days. And some of them are 2, 3, and 4 hours long, which takes an enormous amount of energy. As Daniel, as you know, it takes a lot of energy to do these talks. And so I just do what I do. And to put that in context for people, I generally do about 25 to 30 per year in terms of interviews. You know, I do a couple a month. And so to do this many day after day and hour after hour after hour, I'm just doing it because it's God's work. I mean, it's what God told me to do. And it's really, and if I've been blessed to give these platforms, and what's happening on some of the larger platforms that I've been on recently, like London Real, and I've done Coast to Coast a couple of times, and some of the bigger platforms, is that for the first time ever, we're not speaking to the choir. That we finally are breaking out of like, of the people who are already on our side, who listen to you all the time. They already understand what you're saying. They're already in our camp. You know, they're the people over here. You know, I always look at it like this. It's like a bell curve. There's this bell people over here that we just can't do anything with them. I mean, they're the hard, rocky soil. Don't waste any time on them. It's not worth it. And then the next 25% of that curve, if we had the luxury of time, we could pull them along. But right now we don't. So that people, I'm not going to spend my time with those either. The next 25% of the curve, and this over here from 75% to the 100, these are the people over here that are already the converted. They're already on board with the Constitution, with the Bill of Rights, and with they're saying no to vaccines. They get it. They see the big picture. They understand it. So we just have to keep being the wind underneath their wings to keep them in the fight and keep giving them the power to their heart to be the lion-hearted, to stand strong on what they know is truth and stand strong for God. These are the people we need to lift up so they can be truth tellers. But our real audience, Daniel, is between that 50% and that 75%. Those are the people there that they for the first time, they're kind of going, what? Wait, fast tracking a vaccine? You're not going to do animal testing? What? It's protected by the PREP Act and they have no liability? What? I have no choice. It's going to you're going to mandate me to get a vaccine? Those are the people that we need to move over to this piece over here. And those are the people who are starting to have ears to hear and starting to have eyes to see. Those are the people that your show, all the shows that I'm doing, everything, those are the people that we need to reach and those are the people that we need to feed because those are the people that are going to come out fighting because it's their new introduction and when they finally get it, they're going to be mad as hell. And they're going to say, no way, no way. And then those are the people that we recruit to stop this tyranny.
I think this whole mask situation, the response, the cure is worse than the disease with this coronavirus. I think that 20% of the people that are looking at this and just like, this is ridiculous. That 20%, they've woken up to, this is ridiculous. Okay, now what else is ridiculous? They've already separated themselves emotionally from, lack of a better word, for the government. The government's response, I don't like it. So they've already separated. They're just sitting there waiting. Okay, I don't like this. So now what are you talking about me about? Say that again about the vaccine. I think our audience, I think that sometimes we get in our own vacuums and we don't understand, preaching to the choir kind of, we don't understand our power and where we are right now. Conviction is king. Conviction is the currency of our future. Exactly. And I don't care if you're sitting there at dinner. I don't care what you just making a comment. You being standing what you believe in means more today than it has in 200 and something years in this country right now. That's what I believe. You mentioned a study. You mentioned 11% and how key 11% is. Talk about that so people understand. This is essential, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, those three things, you name them. You named them. Those three things that we needed. Conviction and...
Conviction. You got to have conviction. You got to be resistant, immune to resistance. I mean, if somebody tells you something different, I don't care what you say. And three, willing to proselyte. You have those three things. Something happens.
And willing to proselyte means to tell other people about it, right? And those three things, when you can get 11% of a population on any topic... And you get those three things. It doesn't matter if you're trying to get people to only drink out of white coffee cups. You know, whatever the topic is, if you can get 11% of the people in your community or in your state, your county, your country to say not to do that, it flips everything. It flips it on its head. So we don't need everybody. That's why in my little bell curve analogy, these people over here, we don't have the luxury of time. I feel like we've got about 6 months.
They don't matter to this. It's not that they don't matter. You're not saying they don't matter. They don't matter to this battle. They don't.
That's correct.
They don't. They don't.
Thank you for clarifying that. It's not as them as humans don't matter, but we're not recruiting them into the army. And what we're needing is the army over here on this particular battle to maintain our medical freedoms, to maintain our society, to get back to the humanness that we need to have to, so that they don't, the next level. I mean, think about this, Daniel. This is a roadmap. These are little steps along the way that they're leading us to slaughter here. The first thing is the social isolation and treating everybody like they're a plague, right? They get people to like no longer look, if you notice the people that are walking around with their masks, they got their head hanging down and they won't even look at you. And so we're separating humanity.
They're beat already.
And this is the first step. Second step, maybe what we talked about at the beginning of the show about psychological conditioning to this brutality of people dying, because now we're not connected to people anymore. So if you die, oh well.
What does it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
I got my mask on.
And then the next step beyond that is one world order, one world money, one world religion, the mark of the beast, you know, microchipping you, artificial intelligence, transhumanism, and it's coming like a fast train.
Well, it's no longer a science fiction movie from the 50s. I mean, everybody can see this now. There's no, you talk to people, well, they might put a chip in the vaccine and then they can track you and there's nanoparticles that link up to your brain and then they can access through 5G. Oh, really? Oh, okay. You know, it's not like, what in the world are you talking about? It's like, oh, that's possible. You know, they see it.
And we used to say, how many years have we been saying, you know, one of these days is here. It's now.
Today's the day.
Have you delved into that COVID pass?
In Europe, the one in Europe, or is it?
It's global. It's called.
No, I heard about the one in. Go explain this. I heard about it in Europe, but go ahead.
It's called COVID pass. It's a company that makes a trackable technology that's injected, and then it goes, and then it's everything about your phone and all these. It's COVIPASS, COVIPASS.com. It tracks your testing. It tracks whether you were positive or negative on your serology, whether or not you've had the COVID-19 vaccine, all the rest of your vaccines. They already have offices in almost every major city in the world. Sydney, South Africa, Dubai, Europe, Toronto, New York. And you know, my business partner, Matt, is way into the techie world, right? Well, he was invited to a training on this. And he said it's the scariest thing he's ever seen.
And well, explain more.
Because of how in-depth and how complex these databases are that they're going to be putting everybody in for every element of your life.
So America wouldn't go along with social credit system like China. So we're going to have this pandemic as a backdrop to be able to get us to buy into. Basically.
And all of the fear-based people over here that have already like bought into it, they'll say, okay, please, like, give me my chip and let me get this on my phone so I can feel safe.
Yeah, it's like the lady in the elevator, right?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't doing anything when I cover my face, but I feel better. So I feel better already. So the government's helping me. The government's tracking me. I feel better.
And I feel somehow it makes me feel safe until they are at your house extracting you or your kids because you've had a positive test, whatever that means. I just had a big debate with somebody this morning about they're a big advocate for home testing. Well, unless that home testing is truly like a home prep, because the home tests that are available now, and there are a few that are on the market, one has recently been FDA approved. But here's the thing, you allow yourself to skewer your nose at home, and then you put it in this little thing, and then you send it with your $150 and all of your personal identifying information to the lab, and then they will send you back a result. So the home testing part of it is only, it's really home sample collecting. And so until you can do it at home, like a home pregnancy test or like people that monitor their blood sugars, you know, they can test their blood sugar at home, then that's truly a home test. But then herein lies the caveat. What does it mean to be positive? Does it mean you've been exposed to the virus? Does it mean that you have had the virus? If it's a PCR test, it means that somewhere in the last 30 days you've been exposed to the virus. But if it's only the PCR only tests like a little fragment of the genetics of the virus. And unless you have the whole virus, you can't spread it to the next person. Just a little fragment means nothing other than you personally have been exposed. It doesn't even mean that you've been sick. So that's what a positive PCR test is. And you have to get that, collect that PCR test within 10 days of your onset of symptoms. And if you do it within the first 2 days, it's positive at somewhere around 97%. At 10 days, that drops to 50%. At 30 days, it's less than 1%. So people who are wanting to do this testing and saying, you know, I was really sick in January. I mean, like sicker than I've ever been in my entire life. I'm really sure I had this infection.
Haven't you heard that a lot?
And then they say, but I want to get tested so that they can prove that I'm immune. Well, the test is going to come back negative on your PCR test because it's more than 30 days out. If you get a blood test, because some of them are finger sticks, and it's positive for an antibody, that doesn't mean that it was caused by the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic virus. It could be any one of the coronaviruses that you may have had that infection 5 years ago. It may not even have been the sickness that you had in January. So if you have a positive antibody test, what does that mean? And if your antibody test is negative, does that mean you're susceptible and you're at risk of getting infected and you need to stay quarantined and stay inside with a mask? Nobody is defining these things, Daniel. I wrote a whole article on it. It's about Vaxxer. If you go to Vaxxer, it's V as in Victor, A-X-X-T-E-R, and there's three articles I wrote. It's coronavirus part 1, 2, and 3. And part 3 is about the nonsense of this testing. And all it really is, all this testing really is, it's a Bill Gates wet dream, man. It's like he's wanted to collect everybody's DNA on the planet for as long as he's ever wanted to do DNA manipulation of vaccines and drugs, artificial intelligence stuff, all that stuff. They're putting this in place to collect our DNA. And so you don't even know. I spent 6 hours on the FDA website before I started writing that article. And to tell you the truth, the FDA information is better than the CDC information if you're really interested in reading what they had to say. Because the FDA comes clean and says, we don't know. We don't know what this means. We have no idea what this means. We really don't.
At least they're honest.
They're really honest. And so here's the thing. Do you want to be positive? And if you are positive, what does it mean? Because you hear it on the news. Oh, so-and-so tested positive. So what? Are they sick? Oh, they're an asymptomatic carrier. No, they're asymptomatic because they're healthy. And their immune system has neutralized that little bit of viral DNA or RNA that's floating around there. They are healthy and non-contagious if you are asymptomatic in the presence of, what, a piece of RNA? We don't even know. We don't even define it. We don't even know what that means. Or do we want to be negative? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that means I could catch this, and that's not so good. And now I need to, like, really double down on my mask and glove wearing. Nobody is defining this. Nobody. But yet we are setting up contact tracers. We're training them through CDC has a training program. The Harvard has a training program. John Hopkins has a training program. That's the initial training. Then you go can get a job and get additional training with your local health department. And with the local health department if you get a training, they're hiring people and paying them up to $30 an hour. 30. So now, and it says that right on the website, if you can go through this preliminary training, you can pay $49 to get your certificate that says that you've been preliminary trained. Then you can go to your local health department and get hired, get trained, because all the local health department's rules are a little bit different. So what's happening in Pennsylvania may be different than Ohio, may be different than Missouri. That's why you have to go and get additional training on the rules in your state. But you may get paid up to $30 an hour. Now, if you're an unemployed person, you can't even go back to your place of business because it's declared bankruptcy and it's not even there anymore. And you have a family to feed. And maybe even in your old job, you were getting paid $15 to $20 an hour. This looks like a great thing. To be trained, to be a government worker, that means you probably get government insurance, you probably get government health care, and you get a government pension, and all that stuff. To be a trained snitch and spy and collect DNA for Bill Gates, and you just sold your soul to that. You just sold your soul to that job.
I apologize. I was looking down at my phone. Now, my phone's been blowing up. I just have to mention this for the audience. Just then, this is breaking news. the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, this is the guy who had his knee on George Floyd's neck and killed him. He's just been arrested. So that's breaking news right now.
That's great news.
It is great news. Somebody got on the phone like, what are you doing? Arrest this guy. I mean, whatever. Arrest. Anyway.
Probably thousands of people got on the phone and said that.
Yes. Hopefully.
But maybe somebody from far up, like the president.
Well, went to the department, you know, Barr from the Department of Justice says, you arrest them or we will. You know, they could have done that easily. I didn't mean to interrupt what we're saying, but we had to mention that. The debate about vaccines, health.
Before you go on to that, Daniel, right. I'd really like to get your perspective on what I just said about this whole thing about contact tracing and how you're really what people are doing to their neighbors and selling their soul for money on this. I really think it's really a despicable thing that's happening in this country, and people are just rolling over and doing it. And I know what your position is on our liberties, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. Your perspective on that, I think, would be really valuable for people to hear.
Let me say this as clearly as I can, and I've said this many times. As we go forward, rubber's meeting the road, obviously. We're seeing it more and more. And the debates or the line that goes either way, we're put in positions of defense or offense. And we're put in a position where we have to make a decision, and the debate is going to be a moral high ground. Everybody is looking for the moral high ground. In this debate, if we are going to have a position where I am endowed by God, I am sovereign in my body, in my dominion, created equal by God, and I have unalienable rights that the government can't touch. If that is your position, which is the American position, then the only defense that you have, the only defense you have as we go forward, is either the force of your will and basically taking a gun and shooting your way out of it, or B, you standing on the Bill of Rights, period, and that position. There is no other defensible position, because what you just mentioned, where you got snitches everywhere, you got a contact tracing network, you got all this, they coming to a moral superior high ground and looking down on you, and for your safety, for your good, for your this, for your that, we are going to monitor everything. Aren't you, what kind of person are you? You are so rude. You are so thoughtless. You are going to be pounded, bombarded with this. The only argument that I see that has any legal, lawful, moral validity is, I am endowed by God. I am sovereign, and I have ability to control my person and my body here. The Bill of Rights guarantees it. That is the law, and you are lawless. That's it. This goes for vaccines. This goes for mandatory vaccines. When they come, the states are going to push this. It doesn't matter if Trump says, Trump can say, this is voluntary. We're not going to force anybody. That doesn't mean the governor of Minnesota is not going to force it. The governor of Kentucky is going to force it. The governor of North Carolina is going to force you to get a vaccine to go to work, what have you. So where is your legal argument? Unless you're talking about shooting somebody, and that's not what I'm saying. I mean, you have that, but then you're sacrificing your life. The only legal argument you have is the Bill of Rights. The only one. It is the only legal argument you have, because it is a utilitarian argument that these governments will make for your good. We are making these decisions for you. And the Supreme Court has some diluted, you know, Jacobson versus Massachusetts from 1905. There's a lot of momentum about this. All this will come to bear on you. And your only position is Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Samuel Adams sacrificed to establish something in this country. Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. This is the law. This is it. That is our only position of strength. That's it. That's my feeling.
Well said. You know, and then behind that is the wind underneath that is our trust and relationship with God.
That's it.
I mean, because, you know, whenever I get real kind of cranked up about this, as you know, because I spend so much time in it, and sometimes I feel like, are we making a difference? Or sometimes I feel like, you know, either we're preaching to the choir or you're kind of like screaming into the Grand Canyon. Is anybody out there? You know? And so, but then I have to sit back, and I got a little sticker right up here on my computer that says, be still and know that I am God.
Be still. I love that.
You know?
Well, go ahead. We got a couple of minutes. We got about 2 minutes.
Just to be still and trust that God's got this. This wasn't a surprise to him. And, you know, this is an opportunity to put the whole world on full stop. It's like an inhale before I think this winter, this fall, we're going to see the tsunami, the mother of all pushes for mandatory vaccination. It's going to start probably August. And it's going to be the tsunami to end all tsunamis about this mandatory vaccination stuff. And, you know, we've got a window of opportunity, I think, to get our person, ourselves right with God, to get people around us right, our local tribe. Look at, is there any salvaging America with all the abortion and all of the crazy abomination stuff that we've done to God? I mean, all this vaccination stuff. I wrote an article. It's on Vaxxer. It's called Vaccines and the Pharmakia, an Abomination to God. I wrote it a couple months ago, you know, because we're taking cow blood and injecting it into babies. We're taking chicken blugs and fetuses, and we're cross-contaminating God's children, newly hatched babies, newly hatched out of the kingdom of God, barely landing on planet Earth, and we're skewering them with filthy stuff.
There's the music. Very profound what you just said. God will be with us. The greatest lesson of the American Revolution is that if there are people willing to live and die for liberty, that the whole universe will defend with them, will go with them. And so we need to see what we've done, and we need to reject all of this. Reject it all. These abortions. The police act. Reject it all.
If my people will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land.
Mm-hmm. And we don't need everybody. Please, we don't need that. We don't. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Happy, healthy, successful, and free. It is in your hands that God is with you, and we're with you. And Dr. Sherry Tenkin is with you. Vaxxer.com. Of course, it's TheMastery.com. Absolute pleasure. Let the music run. See you next week, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams Probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829.